International Line. You're on the air. Where are you calling from, please?
Yes, I'm calling from Paris, France.
Paris?
Oh, my God, Gay Paris.
I love Paris.
Wonderful. I live in Montmartre, right near Sacré-Cœur.
Oh, my goodness.
You've been there.
I've been near it. Yeah.
Well, you have an open. I'm in a similar business to you. I'm a film producer and I'm a Canadian. Oh my God, another Canadian.
Another Canadian.
Just to share a little bit of my before I go into my major diatribe. I've lived in New York. I've lived in L.A. I've lived in Atlanta, London, Milano, and Paris. So I'm here basically to give you a little bit of insight into perhaps the European perspective on the energy crisis.
By all means.
We've adapted quite well to prices that the American people haven't even yet realized.
That's true.
And research and development in Europe is one of our priorities is to basically look into means of producing energy-efficient cars, and we've accomplished that to a certain degree. And the public seem to be, they seem to accept that state of affair. I'd like you to ask me specific questions, because I'm a little bit nervous.
Well, all right. I just read a little earlier a Detroit Free Press article said the price of gas there is about $5.60 a gallon.
Let me do a quick calculation. It's about €1.50 a liter. It's actually more expensive. It's closer to $7.
Oh, my God.
It's fine. We have cars. We have cars. I understand. It must be.
You've really gone native. You've gone native, haven't you?
Well, I've been here since 87.
Yes. Yeah, well, then you are native.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Art, really, you've been here, and you've seen the cars. They perform well.
Oh, yes.
Highly efficient.
All of that said, sir, there's a world demand for oil.
Absolutely.
And there's every probability, according to what I've read, that we actually are beginning to run out of cheap oil.
Absolutely.
So it's going to get real expensive. And this is going to bring on certain changes.
You have some logistical problems in America.
Yes.
And the logistical problems I'd like to refer to are the whole infrastructure that was set up around the car and the automobile,
mm-hmm.
as you know, starting in the 50s and the 60s. You have freeways, you have an infrastructure that is basically designed around the automobile.
It's fact.
And in Europe, for example, we have specific laws that do not allow cars into the major city centers. You're allowed to keep your car outside in the periphery around the cities. And you are given specific, incentives to either, one, leave your car at a free parking spot just outside of the city and use rapid transit to enter. Our rapid transit system, as you know, our TGV, is incredible.
It's incredible. I agree with you. But look, again, all of this said, we're running out of oil. And so what we need to be talking about is, more serious. All these things that you're doing, we should be doing, and
well,
even more.
May I interrupt you for one moment?
Yes.
I think it's important, if I may. I understand you have a lot of listeners. We, I'm speaking generally in Europe, we have very specific R&D going into, number one, minimizing the use of gas in terms of consumption. It hasn't, as you know, the lifestyle in Europe is on par with America, at least. We basically are going into alternative energy research and development. We're doing biodiesel, we're doing a mix of electrical. In fact, I just did a photo shoot this weekend for EDF, which is Electricity of France. It was very interesting. All of their service vehicles are electric. Now, I'm not saying that that's the solution. In fact, we're drawing, obviously, where do we draw our power?
Energy.
As you know,
energy.
France is 85% nuclear.
Yes.
And as you know that, and of course, the nuclear refinery, in fact, we're building more and more. But we are looking into, and this is going to cause a major controversy on the air, we are looking at zero-point energy possibilities.
Oh, well.
The Germans, at Mercedes, for example, as you know, are developing hybrid cars that may be going into that possibility. And
all
that's
right.
Another.
Well, that's really getting out on a limb. I thank you for the call all the way from Europe. I do appreciate it, but that's 0 point maybe. But there's no 0 point riding around on our roads right now or yours in France. So that's pretty far out on a limb. As for the rest of it, sure, Europe has adapted to higher prices. But look, the traffic clogs in Paris are pretty bad. I was there and I remember. Pretty bad indeed. So this is a worldwide problem. And I'm not suggesting we ought not. In fact, I'm sort of pleading with the powers that be to, yes, go ahead and let us begin doing all of these things that will mitigate this and may push it a few years further away if we start doing them now. But I'm pointing out that we're not. We're not doing these things. And we have got to start, and we have got to start soon, and it's got to be done. This is one thing that, one place where I think the federal government does have a responsibility for all the things they get their fingers into where they ought not. This is one area where they should be very, very, very much involved because it is a national security issue. Our national security is at stake. So it is an appropriate place for our government to be. And where are they?